You're listening to the 12-2 Leadership Podcast. 12 minutes, 2 takeaways, empowering you to pursue excellence in all you do. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends and foes, you're listening to episode 1 of the 12-2 Leadership Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Josh Melton, and today's episode is all about telling you the purpose, the format, the story, and the reason it took 5 years to launch this podcast. So let's dive into the purpose. 12-2 is all about empowering you to pursue excellence in all you do. So this podcast, that's what it's about. That is the ultimate goal. When you're listening, our job, our desire is just to empower you, to inspire you, to get you to want to go after it in your life. Again, to empower you to pursue excellence in all you do. That is the purpose for 12-2. Now, the format of this podcast, in today's crazy world, we have so much information coming our way nonstop, and our attention spans have never been more strained. We have such short attention spans. There are distractions everywhere. So instead of giving you an hour dissertation on leadership or on how you can reach your goals or why you should be inspired to be your best, we're going to give you 12-minute podcast episodes. So if you're running a mile or two, this is a podcast you can listen to. If you got 15 minutes of downtime between appointments, this is a podcast you can listen to. It's going to be 12 minutes, and there will be 2 takeaways, because what good is it to get you all pumped up and inspired if we don't give you something to take action on? The greatest dreams mean nothing if you don't put a little faith and hard work into it. So there will always be 2 takeaways. So again, the format's 12-minute podcast episodes, all geared toward empowering you to pursue excellence in your life and everything that you're doing, and then 2 actionable takeaways or very clear points that you can apply in your life, that you can meditate on, that will push you toward excellence in all you do. Now, let me tell you the story of 12-2, where the name came from, kind of how the whole thing started. About 5.5 years ago, 2 friends of mine, Dan Perrin and Brandon Smith, and I we had built this relationship, this friendship, all around personal development and really just trying to become the best versions of ourselves. And we knew this type of content was awesome, and that a lot of people, you know, they just hadn't picked up a book and read about these things. They haven't been to a great event where there was inspirational speakers that were just pushing you toward making life-changing decisions. A lot of people just had never been around that type of content. And so we wanted to build some community around that. That was the thing that we just thought was a game changer. And so we decided we would just, you know, start doing lunch and invite some people. And it was all about just coming together and say, hey, man, instead of joining, you know, the civic group, the chamber, which is great. I love the chamber, all about business, all about networking. Instead of joining the JCs or the junior league, you know, where it's about civic engagement, so let's just build a group that's about becoming the best version, each individual person in the group becoming the best version of themselves. And so we came up with the name 12-2 based off of Romans 12-2 in the Bible, which says, don't be conformed to the world. Like, don't be like everybody else. Don't just conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you could know what God's good and perfect and holy will was. Because I'm like, dude, I would really like to know what God's will for my life is, and to believe that I was aligned with it, to believe that I was fulfilling my purpose in life. And so Romans 12-2 is kind of the basis of the 12-2 name. We called it the 12-2 group. We started doing lunches. We had speakers, and we had people come in and just, again, to inspire us, to motivate us, to equip us, to pursue excellence in our lives. And there's also this story in the Old Testament of the Bible where, you know, we've all seen probably the movie The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston, and know the story of the Israelites, the children of Israel, their captive slaves in Egypt, and the, you know, the whole, let my people go, you know, Moses coming in and being the deliverer and leading the Jews, leading the Israelites out of Egypt. And it's eventually there's a changing of the guard, and right before they're moving toward the promised land, they're going to go take over what, you know, God has said would be theirs. They send 12 spies to scope it out. So they're going, hey, God says, this is going to be your land. They send in 12 spies to the land. Out of those 12, 2 of them, Joshua and Caleb, come back and they're like, guys, it's awesome. Like, there's going to be some resistance, but man, the rewards are there. You know, we should go after this. There's going to be some problems, no doubt, man, but we can persist and we can make this happen. But 10 of the spies, who I believe remain nameless, said, no, we can't take it. It's too much. It's too big. It's we should just go back. We'd be better off just hanging in the desert or going back to Egypt. So what we realized is in life that overwhelming majority of people who are going after it, who are chasing out excellence, they're going to be in the minority here. Like the people that are chasing excellence aren't going to see millions of people around them chasing excellence. The majority of people fall into those 10 spies who said, it's just too hard. We should just be mediocre. But two people will stand out. And so we realized from the 12-2 perspective, it's like, look, this isn't for the majority. This is for the minority. This is for just those who are willing to sort of stick their head out above the crowd and face ridicule and face rejection and honestly face a lot of difficult things because they're just trying to become the best versions of themselves. Proverbs 14:4, this is the Josh version of it, okay? But it says that when you aren't trying to do anything, when you don't have any oxen or horses in your stall, it's super easy to have a clean stall. But if you got any oxen, which is any horses, if you're producing anything, there's going to be some crap in your stall. Like there's going to be some doo-doo to deal with, as I heard it once said, and it's forever memorable for me in that format. If you're getting after it, you're going to face rejection. You're going to face failure. You're going to go through some crap. But the safe way is just to not ever try to figure out who the heck you can be, man. You know what I'm saying? And so 12-2, the concept, the idea was about empowering people to pursue excellence, not to live a life of mediocrity, not just to be the same as everybody else or just dialing in to be safe. But it was to risk a little bit, to believe, to lean into a vision of something better, believing that not only that it could be, that it should be, though, and we should be going after it. So that's the story of 12-2. That's where the name came from. And I'm going to tell you now why it took 5 years to start this podcast. And some of that has to do with me not having a great understanding of truly what excellence was. Because, friend, I would see excellence and I would think, you know, people have to know that you're exceeding. You know, excellence is exceeding, is going above and beyond. They got to be able to look and see that you are excellent. And so when you're doing anything, it has to look excellent. It has to feel excellent. Other people have to look at it and go, oh my gosh, look at what he's doing. Look at what they're doing. Look at what she's doing. That is obviously a person of excellence. And because of that, my friend, I became that person with the clean stall. I really did, because I wasn't willing to do some of the work it took. Now, we've been doing 12-2 for 5 years in different formats. We had live events for a while. We turned in over the last several years, we're doing only online events. And once a week, we would have an inspirational speaker, again, giving this type of content that would empower those to pursue excellence in what they do. But as far as in taking 12-2 to what it could be and what I believed it should be, the promised land that I could see, it was going to require that we would set out to embrace failure, to not look excellent, to make some mistakes, to hiccup. So I was reluctant to get this thing started from a podcast perspective the way that we should, because I didn't want to look like we weren't excellent. I didn't want to look unprepared. I didn't want to look like we weren't ready. So you're going to get two takeaways in today's episode too, even though it's the very first episode, because these are some things, honestly, friends, that I've just learned here in the last couple of weeks. And takeaway number one is this: the pursuit of excellence rarely looks excellent. The pursuit of excellence, it rarely looks like excellence, because it has tons and tons and tons of mistakes. It's try, fail, adjust. It's all about that. It's just getting better than you were yesterday. So if you had to go from zero to perfect, like, nobody can do that, right? Like, that's not possible. Nobody goes from zero to being great or excellent. You got to go through the phases. You got to go through the hiccups. You got to get the bruises. You got to go through the blood, sweat, and tears of this thing. That doesn't look excellent. In the Rocky movies, which I love, most of the fights he was in, he didn't look very excellent, right? He was getting beat up. Training is not excellent. Training's difficult. It's hard. You burn out. You fatigue. You have some failures. So my friend, the first takeaway is the pursuit of excellence rarely looks like excellence. It rarely looks excellent. It rarely feels excellent. It's all about the pursuit of getting better. So we're not trying to empower you to be excellent. We're empowering you to pursue excellence. And it is a pursuit. It's a hot pursuit, man. You got to get on that chase, and you should expect that it's not going to come easy. The second takeaway is this: don't judge the journey. Just judge the final result. Don't judge the journey, because that's where the mistakes are. Getting to the promised land is difficult. You will have some giants to fight, and you won't win every fight. You'll make some mistakes. You're going to have some failures. You're going to have some victories too, but you're going to have a lot of failures along the way. You're going to have a lot of opportunities to get stronger, but those opportunities to get stronger always have weak moments. They always have challenges that we can't get to quite yet. If you got it all right from day one, there wouldn't be much to celebrate. Part of excellence is achieving and getting better and better and better and better. And the only way you can get better is you have to figure out where your limits are. And you just bump that limit up a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. But the only way to find the limit is you got to hit the limit. And you got to get a little bit stronger and you got to push the limit a little bit further. So don't judge the journey, judge the final result. Be able to look back on what you've accomplished, on the differences that you've made in people's lives and say, man, I am grateful for that journey. But if you were to judge the journey too far into it, maybe you'd give up. Maybe you'd say, no, that dude's not excellent. That guy's a failure. That guy's not going to make it happen. This will never work for them. The children of Israel wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years. That did not look excellent, but they made it to the promised land. Those two spies were right. The two spies that said, we can do this, we can make it, we can pursue excellence, we can get to the promised land, we can enjoy the land of milk and honey. They were right, but it took 40 years for them to get there. And that didn't look excellent. They didn't look right. And I'm sure they got a ton of criticism, a ton of ridicule for those decisions that they made. So for me, and the reason it took 5 years to get this podcast started is because honestly, my friend, I did not want to look like I wasn't a person of excellence. And in the process of being afraid of not looking like a person of excellence, I oftentimes chose not to be one. I oftentimes chose not to pursue excellence because my ego was just a little bit in the way. So the 12-2 Leadership Podcast is all about empowering you to pursue excellence in all you do. Not to be excellent, not to look awesome, not to look excellent, but to pursue excellence in all that you do so that you can live a life that is pleasing to God. So you can live a life that you can be proud of. You can live a life that your kids and your grandparents and your grandkids and your parents and all around you will say, I'm so proud of the life that they chose to live. So my friends, buckle up, be a part of the journey. We got the first 5 episodes are releasing right behind this one. So buckle up, be excited about this. We got some great people that'll be on the podcast. It's not just me talking. It'll be a different guest speaker each week. They'll repeat sometimes, but you're going to hear from a lot of different voices because 12-2 is not about one person. It's about a community of people that are working together to empower each other to pursue excellence in all they do. So buckle up for the ride, my friends. This is the 12-2 Leadership Podcast, empowering you to pursue excellence in all you do.